looking at you now, I'm wondering who am I. If I could try to take you back, I couldn't define. Feeling absence of time, knowing all is decided. There's nothing here left to find. The story's all in my mind, pushing and peeling.
Smith made an appearance at Coachella this year. Proud parents Will and Jada Pinkett Smith made an appearance to cheer her on, and the best part is, I don't think anybody got slapped. That's Willow's latest single, Symptom of Life, from her brand new album, kicking off this hour today on the Mainstream. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, taking this opportunity to sign into the Mainstream studio. First and foremost, Nyawe Skanakagwego, I'm thankful you're well. If it's your first time tuning in today, the Mainstream is the largest and most eclectic show in the U.S., featuring a prominent place for the hardworking and underrepresented indigenous artists of Turtle Island. I have some great tracks in the playlist for you today. We'll be hearing one from Tuscarora singer-songwriter, the incomparable Puta Faye. Two new tracks to get into the library, one of which comes to us from Michelle David and the True Tones. That'll be later in the second half, so stick around for more details. As we take a look at musical happenings for the date of April 24th, in the first half, we're rewinding to 2007 with Sheryl Crow, and later on, 1958 with Boris Williams of The Cure. In this block, we'll be hearing one from Sherry Miracle, the talented Mohawk blues and jazz singer. Also, one from The Last Dinner Party, but right now, this new addition comes to us from Australian folk and pop indie duo Angus and Julia Stone. Real-life siblings, they formed their band in 2006, and they've been going strong ever since. Their newest album's titled Cape Forester. It's set for a May 10th release, and to give you a quick sneak peek, it's Losing You for you to turn it up and sing along with. I'll be back in a few. In the meantime, enjoy your listening today on the Mainstream.
Shadows, Yeah.
Formed in 2021, that's British rockers hailing from London, The Last Dinner Party, from their latest album, Prelude to Ecstasy, with The Feminine Urge, today on The Mainstream. Before that, Sherry Miracle's take on Put a Spell on You from her 2014 Ache of Love. I'm Brett Mabee, and if you're just now joining our listening, it's good to have you here. Still a lot of great music, and it always goes fast, so let me get this reminder out right now that if you ever have to step away from your listening on your favorite AM/FM station, be sure to tag along over at mainstreamradio.net. I do keep the full searchable podcast archive up to date every Monday through Friday, and you can always find more information on the full website. Before I sign out, some details as to how you can submit music and a whole lot more, including taking a look at the Native Artist Directory. Right now, we're going to wind down this first half with our first On This Date in Music History, and we're going to April 24th, 2007, as it was on that day that Sheryl Crow said a ban on using too much toilet paper should be introduced to help the environment. Now, the singer suggested using, quote, only one square per restroom visit, except, of course, on those pesky occasions where two or three could be required. I'm starting to wonder if she ever has to use toilet paper her own self. Anyway, Crow made the comments on her website after touring the U.S. on a biodiesel-powered bus to raise awareness about climate change. Crow had also designed a clothing line with what she called a, quote, dining sleeve. Now get this, the sleeve is detachable and can be replaced with another, quote, dining sleeve after the diner has used it to wipe his or her mouth. Now, I'm going to be right up front. I didn't look into this to see if it's still a thing. I'll let you do all that work. Right now, do you have a square to spare? All right. It's Sheryl Crow's All I Wanna Do, taking you back to 1994 as we commemorate this date in music history. I'll be back in a few. Right now, turn it up with The Mainstream.
Drinking. Shut your in the fallen tops of lover's vows.
Have love.
You're listening to The Mainstream, and as we enter this final 30 minutes together, allow me this opportunity to just remind you that if you ever want to submit music for consideration in The Mainstream rotation, you can always email me directly at brett@mainstreamradio.net. Be sure to get those tunes in to be featured right here on the largest and most eclectic show for Indigenous artists in the U.S. Before I sign out, I'll have some details as to how you can carry The Mainstream. Once again, we'll check in with the Native Artist Directory, and a whole lot more, including the real reason why we're all here, some great music, of course. So right now we're going to take our second musical history trip as we head on back to April 24th, 1958. We're going to say happy birthday to Boris Williams, the drummer with English rock band The Cure. They, of course, had the 1989 U.S. number 2 single, Love Song, and the 1992 U.K. number 6 single, Friday I'm in Love, plus over 20 other U.K. top 40 singles. As we say happy birthday to Boris Williams, enjoy this one from The Cure. We're going back to 1980 with A Forest. I have a great set of music ahead, so don't touch that dial. Stick around. I'm getting ready to sign out of the studio right now, however. Enjoy this listening on The Mainstream.
Waves will catch you. Life will catch you. Love will catch you. Spirit can catch you, yeah.
Hit the country roads, and you fill me in with the info. Stock was rising like tenfold, but you're more concerned with my mental. Shutting down is your default, circling for the Chico. Sun is out and it feels cold, camera zoom with the ego. Find a Benjamin Rico, memories of the people. Reconnect with the real gold, camera zoom with my people.
you there.
I'll see you again. Oh.
Who can I call? No one's picking up their phone. And who do I give my heart to when I'm alone?
I'll see you again. Oh.
Said she's leaving to find some peace. Not sure if she'll leave and be attentive. Same way. Where did I am? Can drive a good woman
insane.
Now I
see you again. Oh.
So now she's leaving. She got to find some peace. Not sure if she's leaving me or Tennessee.
Now I see you again. Oh.
Missing the beach. Now I see taillights down at the edge of my seat.
See you again. Oh.
Then I get lonely. Remember what she said to me. Said, baby, I'm leaving you and I'm leaving Tennessee.
Marcus King from his latest album, Mood Swings. That was Mere Tennessee, bringing that block to an end today on the mainstream. Of course, his latest release is produced by legendary producer and original Beastie Boy, Rick Rubin. I was just reading an article about some of his worst albums. We'll save that for another day. I think it's safe to say, however, that this particular album is among the finer releases that he's helped put his signature stamp on. Before that, we heard Sampha's Spirit 2.0, a single released last year, and we also said happy birthday to Cure drummer Boris Williams with a great iconic Cure track taking you back to 1980. Sadly, that does just about do it for me for this hour anyway. You're always welcome back, and hopefully sooner than later, check your local listings for the next time you can tune in on your favorite AM FM station. And once again, and at the risk of sounding redundant, head on over to mainstreamradio.net where you can stream from your desktop, laptop, mobile device, or tablet. I'm always adding new features to the site. You can find all of this at mainstreamradio.net. And to carry the mainstream, contact Nola Daves Moses, the distribution director with Native Voice One. You can shoot her an email at nola@nv1.org. Thank you to my friends at CRNY and the Anosognwendake Cultural Center for their support in the mainstream startup. You can find more information about them and a whole lot more at a handy resource that I put together that I affectionately call the Native Artist Directory. So save Native Artist Directory to your bookmarks for quick and easy access. I do have time for one last set. We'll be hearing one from Tuscarora singer-songwriter Puta Fey. Before that, though, I'd like to introduce another tune into the mainstream library. For your consideration and approval, I leave you with this one from Michelle David and the True Tones. You're going to love the retro stylings of this track. It's featured on the band's latest album, Brothers and Sisters. It was released April 5th on Record Kicks. And without further ado, it's That Is You, as we part ways for a little bit, and I wish you a happy day of listening on the mainstream.
The mountain. Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.